Welcome to episode number 33 of the Electrical Estimator Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Dickerson. Today we're going to talk about a subject that every electrical estimator should understand if they want to expand their opportunities and grow their company, government contracts. Working on government projects can be incredibly rewarding. They often provide steady work, fair payment, and the prestige of having your company's name associated with public projects like schools, courthouses, and military bases. But they also come with rules, regulations, and responsibilities that can make them more complex than private sector work. Estimating electrical work for government contracts is not just about putting numbers on a spreadsheet. It's about understanding how public projects are structured, how bids are evaluated, and how to protect your company from risk. Let's start with the biggest difference between private and government projects: transparency. Government contracts are funded by taxpayer dollars, which means every dollar must be accounted for. That's why the bidding process is often more formal and detailed than what you'll see in the private sector. Bids are usually open publicly, prices are revealed, and award decisions are documented. This transparency protects the public interest, but it also means there's very little room for mistakes. Every number you put in your estimate must be correct, every form must be filled out completely, and every requirement must be met. One missing signature or omitted document can disqualify your bid no matter how good your price is. Another key difference is that government projects are governed by strict specifications and standards. The drawings and specifications will often reference detailed sections of codes, standards, and federal guidelines. For example, you might see requirements for specific conduit materials, grounding systems, or wire insulation types that go beyond what is typical in private projects. As an estimator, your job is to read those specifications carefully and make sure every requirement is priced correctly. Missing even one special material or testing requirement can lead to costly change orders later. Labor is another area where government projects differ. Many public contracts require the use of prevailing wage rates. This means you must pay electricians and laborers at rates set by the government for that specific type of work and location. These rates are often higher than typical market wages, and they include fringe benefits. If you forget to include prevailing wages in your estimate, you will lose money as soon as the first payroll is processed. You must also account for record keeping and compliance costs, because government agencies require certified payroll reports showing that workers were paid correctly. Bonding and insurance requirements are another major factor. Most government contracts require bid bonds, performance bonds, and payment bonds. These bonds guarantee that if you are awarded the job, you will complete it as promised and pay your suppliers and subcontractors. Bonds are not free, they cost money, and that cost must be included in your estimate. The same goes for insurance. Many government projects require higher coverage limits than private work, and some even require specific endorsements. Ignoring these costs can eat into your profit quickly. Submittals and documentation requirements also tend to be heavier on government projects. The government wants detailed proof that the materials you use meet their specifications. That means more shop drawings, product data sheets, and testing reports. Estimators must include labor and overhead for this administrative work. On a small private project, a project manager might handle submittals in a few hours. On a large government job, it can take weeks. That time costs money, and it needs to be reflected in your estimate. Government contracts also tend to have longer payment cycles. In the private sector, you might receive payment within 30 days of submitting an invoice. In government work, payments can take 60 or even 90 days, depending on the agency. Estimators should consider this when reviewing cash flow projections. Long payment cycles do not mean the government will not pay. In fact, they are some of the most reliable payers. But the delay affects your company's working capital. Another thing to keep in mind is that many government projects include participation goals for small businesses, minority-owned firms, or veteran-owned contractors. If your company qualifies for one of these categories, it can open the door to more opportunities. If you do not qualify, you may still need to partner with a certified subcontractor or supplier to meet those goals. Estimators must understand how these participation requirements affect the bid. You may need to adjust your numbers to reflect subcontractor involvement or additional administrative work to track compliance. Let me share a story from my own experience. Early in my career, I worked on an estimate for a federal courthouse renovation. The drawings were clear, and the bid seemed straightforward. But hidden deep in the specifications was a requirement for independent third-party testing of the grounding system. That testing alone added thousands of dollars in cost. But one of the bidders missed it. When the project was awarded, that contractor discovered the omission and had to absorb the expense. It was a painful lesson, but it reinforced an important truth. On government projects, you must read every line of the specifications. There are no shortcuts. Risk management is critical in government estimating. Public contracts often include clauses for liquidated damages, which are financial penalties for late completion. These damages can be substantial, sometimes thousands of dollars per day. If you underestimate the labor or schedule, you could be held responsible for those penalties. That's why it's essential to review the project timeline carefully. If the schedule looks tight, build in realistic labor hours and allow for potential delays. It's better to lose a bid than to win one that puts your company at risk. Coordination is another important factor. Government buildings often remain partially occupied during renovations, especially in schools or administrative offices. That means working at night, on weekends, or in phases. These conditions slow productivity and increase costs. Estimators must adjust labor accordingly and include premiums for shift work or overtime if required. Material procurement also carries special challenges. Government agencies often specify American-made products under what is known as Buy American or Buy America provisions. This means you must verify that your suppliers can provide compliant materials. Some items, like lighting fixtures or switchgear, may have limited compliant options, which can increase cost or lead time. Estimators who fail to account for these requirements may find themselves scrambling later to replace non-compliant products at their own expense. Another key to success in government estimating is clarity. When you submit your bid, include detailed clarifications and exclusions. The goal is to eliminate misunderstandings. If a certain system is not included because it is specified under another trade, say so. If your price assumes normal working hours, state that clearly. Government contracts leave little room for negotiation after the bid is opened, so your proposal must be precise. Technology can be a big help in managing the complexity of government estimates. Modern estimating software allows you to organize costs by division, track compliance requirements, and generate detailed reports that align with government bid forms. But technology is only as good as the information you feed it. A great estimator still needs to think critically, verify every assumption, and double-check every number. One area where many estimators struggle is post-bid documentation. After the bid opening, the government may request additional details or clarifications. They may ask for a breakdown of labor, materials, equipment, and overhead. Estimators should always be ready to provide this information quickly and accurately. A well-organized estimate makes this process much easier and gives the agency confidence in your professionalism. Now let's talk about the reward side of government work. Yes, it's more paperwork and more regulation, but once you understand the system, it becomes predictable. Payments are reliable, the work is steady, and once you prove your ability to perform, agencies will often invite you to bid on more projects. That steady pipeline of work can help stabilize your company's workload, especially during slow periods in the private market. Relationships still matter in government work. You may not be able to negotiate prices after bid day, but you can still build relationships with procurement officers, project managers, and facility representatives. Being known as a dependable, detail-oriented estimator who delivers accurate, compliant bids will make you a preferred contractor. That reputation is worth its weight in gold. As we bring this conversation to a close, here's the main takeaway. Estimating electrical work for government contracts requires discipline, attention to detail, and a willingness to follow the rules. It's not glamorous, and it's not fast, but it's steady, honest work for contractors who are willing to do it right. Read every specification, verify every requirement, and include every cost that compliance demands. It may take more time on the front end, but it will save you far more time and money in the long run. Thank you for listening to the iBid Electric podcast. Government contracts can be intimidating at first, but once you understand how they work, they become a powerful foundation for growth. Estimators who master the art of government estimating don't just win bids, they build reputations, secure long-term stability, and help deliver projects that serve communities across the country.